Outside, the sun is just coming up, bathing the hotel's fancy cabana and infinity pool in a dazzling pink light. In the distance, a row of paddle boats, shaped like swans, is lined up along the edge of the resort's man-made lake. It's all rather breathtaking, despite the fact that the moisture in the air is so thick that I can barely breathe. Even the palm trees droop a little. Buttercup starts making a horrible wheezing noise as she picks her way through the grass, and I pause. She's hunched over, frozen, looking like she's having some kind of asthma attack. Perfect. This is just what I need right now. Buttercup, are you all right? I squat down beside her. She's not all right. The wheezing grows worse and my heart clogs in my throat. Nothing bad can happen to this silly dog. Jenny would be crushed and she's already teetering on the depths of despair. Just as my concern reaches full-blown panic, I remember Lisa Ng, Miss Nevada, the world's most glamorous veterinarian. Is she in room 520 or 530? I can't remember. I'm going to have to grab Buttercup, race upstairs, and start knocking on doors. But just as I reach for the rasping dog, someone else crouches into view. She'll be okay. It's just a reverse sneeze. It's him, the man from the stairwell. His calm demeanor does nothing to stop the flutter of my heart, which suddenly seems to be dancing a little Roomba in my chest. A what? A reverse sneeze. It happens sometimes, especially with Frenchies. He cups a hand gently over Buttercup's tiny muzzle, and almost instantaneously the terrible sound stops. Wow. I stare at Buttercup for a beat, in case it's a fluke. But it's not. She's back to her snooty, buggy-eyed self. That was magical. His mouth curves into a half grin, and his dimple flashes as if it's winking at me. I think that's the word you're looking for. An unladylike bark of laughter escapes me. Oh, God! His subtle grin spreads into a full-blown smile. It's every bit as dazzling as the Florida sunrise.